This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, you can call Grimaldi in the office at 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. We are located at 635 Madison Avenue, 14th floor, right in the heart of Midtown between 59th and 60th Streets. Great neighborhood, beautiful new offices. So if you'd like to become a patient, please call the office. If you'd like to email me with topics of interest, questions, concerns, radioprogram@AOL.com. That is radioprogram@AOL.com. This article is out of the journal Neurology. This is the Hisayama study out of Japan. And they looked at serum elaidic acid, let me spell it, E-L-A-I-D-I-C acid, concentration, and risk of dementia. What's elaidic acid? It's a trans fat. That's what they looked at. And the risk of dementia. So the objective of this was the associations between trans fatty acids and dementia have been unclear. The researchers investigated the prospective association between serum elaidic acid, which is a trans fatty acid, levels as an objective biomarker for industrial trans fat and incident dementia and its subtypes. So how did they do this? In total, 1,628 Japanese community residents, age 60 and older, without dementia, were followed prospectively from when they underwent a screening examination in 2002 to 2003 to November 2012, right? So over about 10 years, serum elaidic acid levels were measured and divided into quartiles. So they did all of their particular statistics and Cox proportional hazards, and these are various ways they used to estimate the hazard ratios for all-cause dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and vascular dementia by serum elaidic acid levels. So during the follow-up, this was the result, during the follow-up of the 1,628 people, 377 participants developed some type of dementia. Now, of those 377 people, 247 developed Alzheimer's disease and 102 developed vascular dementia. What they found was higher serum elaidic acid levels were significantly associated with greater risk of developing all-cause dementia, whether it be Alzheimer's, whether it be vascular dementia, after adjustment for traditional risk factors. These associations remain significant after adjustment for dietary factors, including total calorie intake, intakes of saturated fats, no significant associations were found between serum elastic levels and vascular dementia. Interesting. So what they concluded is that the findings suggest that higher serum elastic acid is a possible risk factor for the development of all-cause dementia and Alzheimer's disease in later life. Public health policy to reduce industrially produced trans fatty acids, we're talking about your man-made trans fats, may assist in the primary prevention of dementia. Now, the man-made trans fatty acids, where do you find them? Gee, I remember when I was a little girl seeing that container of Crisco on the kitchen counter that mom used when she baked, whether it was cakes, pies, even savory pies like meat pies and things like that. The Crisco was always there, and there was the trans fatty acid. That's where it is. So it's the shortening. Those polyunsaturated vegetable oils are taken. They were all in a cis form, and they become a trans form, making them more solid in room temperature and more amenable to things like bacon, baking, cakes, cookies, all of those. It's often the fat used to deep fry, make French fries or onion rings and other things in restaurant establishments. Although many are claiming they're not using it, there is some form of trans fatty acid, I believe, still there. You would just have to inquire or try not to get those. And notice all of these places where you would find these man-made trans fats are in processed foods, high-carb foods. Also your chips and things like that, maybe made with hydrogenated oil. You want to look for hydrogenated oil or partially hydrogenated oil on the ingredient label. I have to wonder how much of that dementia, particularly Alzheimer's, had to do with the amount of trans fat, or how much did it have to do with the amount of carbohydrate? I would like to know in those participants of those who developed Alzheimer's, especially the 247 that did. Let's see here. What's it? Yeah, 247, 102. How many of those had abnormal blood sugar readings? How many of those might have developed, quote, type 3 diabetes, which is how we are defining Alzheimer's disease? It's a type of diabetes of the brain. That would be a good question to ask. And of course, it's also interesting that all those trans fats are found in those high-carb foods. And if they were getting those trans fats eating a high-carb diet, what did it? The carbs adversely impacting their blood sugars, or the trans fats, or both? Or both? Right? Good questions to ask. Moving on, I want to talk to you about lutein. Lutein is a very important micronutrient. Lutein has gained a place of honor as one of the nutrients highly respected researcher Bruce Ames, PhD, deems a longevity vitamin, supporting the functions of longevity proteins that regulate cellular aging processes and could therefore reduce risk for premature aging. This is coming out of the Personal Lifestyle Medicine Institute. The Personal Lifestyle Medicine Institute, which is created by the great Dr. Jeffrey Bland. Foods containing relatively high levels of this fat-soluble carotenoid antioxidant, which is lutein, include paprika, spinach, dandelion greens, cayenne peppers, turnip tops, watercress, Swiss chard, collards, mustard greens, chicory leaf, radicchio, kale, rhubarb, bilberries, plums, black currants, avocados, pears, rose hips, the list is going on, stay with me, kiwi fruit, gooseberries, grapes, apples, raspberries, strawberries, watermelon, oranges, peaches, red currants, cranberries, tangerines, egg yolks, and fish skin. When you think of fish skin, don't crunch your face at it. Fish skin, think of salmon bacon. You kind of put that fish skin in a skillet and fry it up. Call that salmon bacon, the salmon skin. Now, lutein, because it's carotenoid, is best absorbed in the presence of dietary fats and appears to compete with other carotenoids for absorption. So those concerned about maintaining adequate body levels may also wish to take a supplemental form, again, with some fat, in addition to eating plenty of these food sources. And they're everywhere. They're in a lot of your greens and some spices like cayenne and paprika and grapes, apples, raspberries, cranberries, tangerines, egg yolks. Don't throw out those egg yolks. Where lutein really shines is in the health and function of eyes, especially the retina and macula, so central to long-term vision. Particularly considering the popularity of electronic devices that emit phototoxic blue-white light, for which lutein and zeaxanthin are effective filters. Healthy people given lutein and zeaxanthin and exposed to photo-optic stress showed better visual recovery and greater density of protective macular pigment compared to those receiving placebo. Wow. In fact, exposing growing greens to blue light is a great way to trigger them to produce higher levels of protective pigments like lutein, zeaxanthin, carotenes, and chlorophyll. Hey, so stressing the plant by exposing them to the blue light triggers them to produce even higher levels of it. Think of that. Lutein and zeaxanthin are the only carotenoids that concentrate in the macula and thus are indispensable against potential accumulation of macular damage during aging. Because lutein and zeaxanthin are functionally as well as chemically related, many studies are carried out using both of these xanthophyll type carotenoids. Interesting stuff. As in the retina, lutein and zeaxanthin are principal carotenoids in brains, both young and elderly. Perhaps not surprising, since eyes are one of the brain's sensory extensions. Lutein comprises around 59% of total brain carotenoids in infants, yet only 31% of those in adults, and brain levels decline significantly during the progression from normal function to mild cognitive impairment, suggesting that it might play a role in neurocognitive development and or aging. serum lutein levels were found to relate to better cognitive function in the general population, as well as people in their 80s and 100s. And lutein supplementation significantly improved verbal fluency scores, which is one measure of cognition, in older women. Intelligence could be considered a specialized part of brain function, and higher serum lutein levels further relate to higher measures of intelligence, as well as greater volume in the temporal region of the brain, which is associated with linguistic ability. Close to the hippocampus, which is associated with memory, mood, and the stress response, in cognitively normal adults age 65 to 75. Wow. Recent research has also explored lutein's brain metabolome, a study of lutein metabolites in brain function. That's what we're talking about there. And has discovered that lutein plays roles in the metabolism of brain lipids and neurotransmitters, as well as maintaining cerebral energy and osmotic homeostasis. Quite an array of activities there. Lutein may also contribute to healthy cardiovascular function. In a study of healthy Chinese subjects, lutein supplementation increased the blood's total antioxidant capacity while reducing levels of C-reactive protein, an early marker of inflammation. And in Chinese people not yet diagnosed with any heart disease, lutein supplementation reduced the thickness of areas of the coronary artery, showing very early signs of potential atherosclerosis. In cells taken from patients with coronary disease, lutein lowered direct production as well as genetic expression of chemical messengers centrally associated with an inflammatory response, including interleukin-6 and interleukin-1-beta and tumor necrosis factor. Now, interleukin-6 is an increasingly important predictive marker in cardiovascular disease, and among several carotenoids in this study, only higher levels of lutein and zeaxanthin correlated to lower levels of this cytokine in these patients. So think about that. Higher levels of lutein and zeaxanthin, lower inflammatory markers. This is important. Telomere length helps describe how well our DNA is being protected and how our biological and chronological ages compare, whether our combined genetics, lifestyles, and life events and exposures keep us functionally young or prematurely age us. In healthy age persons, plasma lutein zeaxanthin levels independently correlated with longer telomeres. And because telomere length relates to risk for age-related chronic disease, this may reflect one way lutein and zeaxanthin support health at the cellular level. Higher circulating levels or intakes of lutein have been associated with lower risk for certain conditions, though it's important to realize that such findings do not indicate whether lutein actually prevented anything or if its presence merely correlated with some other preventive factor. So, lutein may contribute to lower risk for illness, but it should also be kept in mind that nutrients and phytonutrients promote healthy function at many levels simultaneously, and that it's difficult to tease out the effects of a single one. Because lutein seems so central to long-term visual function And because there are numerous genetic variations that can negatively impact its metabolism, there is growing interest in developing a formal daily intake recommendation for it. Lutein, a very, very important nutrient. And thank you to Dr. Jeffrey Bland, and that was coming out of his Personalized Lifestyle Medicine Institute. It's a wonderful newsletter. If you want to subscribe to it, look it up. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.